Good morning, people, on this Tuesday morning. God bless you. Hope you're having a blessed week so far on this Tuesday morning. This is the Regina Perkins Show, and this is your host of the show, Regina Perkins herself. Long time no see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I am still here. I praise God for each and every one of you. The Regina Perkins Show podcast is still going on strong. Hallelujah. The Regina Perkins Show podcast will always be my baby. I know it's been a while since I've did a broadcast. If you guys have been following me on my other platforms, you'll know that I do have a YouTube channel that I've been working diligently on, and I'm celebrating a milestone even today. I have over 1,000 subscribers. If anyone are YouTubers, you know how hard and difficult that is to get to reach your threshold of subscribers and your watch time hours. I just celebrated a year in, and I've already reached that threshold and beyond, and ready to start doing some more great things with the YouTube partnership program. So I am just so grateful to God. It is something I did not look, I didn't want to do. I wanted to do a YouTube channel. I've always had a YouTube channel, but I made a second channel. I have my ministry channel, and Regina Perkins, and I have the Regina Perkins Show, which I took and did as a culmination, kind of a jump off or a spinoff from the podcast. And so, yeah, the show has just totally just, it has amazed me. It has surprised me. The supporters, those who have subscribed, those who have came on and supported that channel has been just absolutely amazing. I am so grateful to each and every one of you. If you're listening and you're some of my subscribers, even if you're not, thank you for the support on all my platforms. But definitely that YouTube channel has absolutely wowed me. The videos that went viral on there, if you haven't seen that video where I went to Laurel Valley Plantation outside of New Orleans, a very moving video. I went with my family on Mother's Day, and I'm telling you, that video really touched the hearts of the people. So if you haven't had an opportunity to watch that video, get on over to the Regina Perkins Show on my YouTube channel and partake of that. It is it was an amazing video, very sobering video, as we went to the plantation. Laurel Valley Plantation is one of the many plantations where there are over 50 slave houses that are still standing, where you can actually see them. They just now opened it up, where you can go inside and see go into the actual slave cabins. Before, you could only drive by and see it on the side of the road and go to the general store. So the day that we went, we did not have any idea that we were going to get an opportunity to go into the slave cabins. So, but we did. So I really wasn't prepared. I was like, oh, wow. You know, I was just prepared to kind of vlog alongside of the road, because you can see all of the slave cabins. You can see everything from off the side of the road. But we had an opportunity. The tour guide took us in, and we actually got to tour the grounds, go inside of the slave cabins, and get a whole tour, a guide and a tour presentation. So it was absolutely amazing. So if you get an opportunity to watch that video, and you take your family to a trip to see that plantation. Even in that series, there are other things that I will be doing along that line and with those series, even a sugar mill that I found here in Houston. So anyway, check that out. But this podcast here is not going nowhere. This is my baby. So without this podcast, there would not be a YouTube channel, Regina Perkins Show. There would not be some of the other things that God has afforded me to do. Oh my God. That podcast was born out of a dark time in my life, and I just began to speak. And I just, you know, God really used that, you know, to really birth some other things out of me, you know. And I want to talk a little bit about that, because sometimes we can overlook the small things, you know. Don't overlook the small details, because it's in those small things that you will see God begin to birth greater things out of you. So that's why it says, despise not your day of small beginnings, because it's those small beginnings, those little seeds. See, when something is seed form, you really can't see all of the potential. When an infant is born into the world, you really can't see all the potential. All you see is a helpless little infant that you have to feed, that you have to nurture, that you have to take care until they grow into a full grown adult. It's the same when God gives you a dream or a vision. He gives you something to do, And you say, you know, this seems very insignificant. It doesn't seem like I'm really accomplishing what I really want to do. But when it's in seed form, you see what I'm saying? When it starts out in seed form, it's up to you to nurture it, to take care of it, to water it. And you will find that God will begin to birth some things out of that. This podcast was a seed. And from that podcast, other things begin to emanate from me, that it just began to lead to other things. So it became a tributary. I believe that's a word we learned in school. I don't want to get the definition wrong, but a tributary is something that feeds off of something else and it begins to grow into different branches. And this is the same way when God gives you something, it begins to grow in different branches. And a lot of times we get stuck on our purpose and our vision. Here goes Life Coach Regina. Sometimes we get stuck in our purpose and our vision, and we can't figure out what God is doing, because God may have us in doing something that is in seed form, and it seems like, God, this is just not it's something, you know, I know there's more. But as you begin to develop in that place, as you begin to grow and in that place, and develop is a great word for that, when you begin to develop in that place, then other things begin to take root and a maturity begins to come. And then more things begin to come from that place, from that root, from that system, more tributaries from that place, from that well, other tributaries begin to flow from it. So yeah, don't despise that day of small beginnings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I, you know what, the greatest things, when I hear people say, I love what I do, that it does something to me, because I know what it's like to be stuck in something that you don't want to do. And sometimes as creatives, we can get very frustrated trying to follow the plans that others have carved out for us, or that seems what is deemed a success in society. Sometimes we can say, oh, you know, I need to become a teacher, a lawyer, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we never stop to check with God that, is that what you really said? And so I'm finding out in my latter years that some of the things that I discounted, because being a melancholy personality, you kind of can be very self-sacrificing, martyr yourself for the sake of others. I'm a very giving person, but also at the same time, sometimes you forget about your own happiness and your own fulfillment, because you're so busy creating and doing things to help others, and you forget about the calling of the place that God wants you to do. And because of that, I've taken on a lot of jobs. I've taken on a lot of things that I've done that have been very difficult, very hard. And the things that I enjoyed, I kind of seem like, oh, God would never let me do that because it's too enjoyable. Anybody know what I'm talking about? That you're having way too much fun with this, so it can't possibly be God. You see what I'm saying? Maybe you can't relate, but somebody can. So I'm like, God, you know, there was things I wanted to do, and I don't want to speak them out totally, because I'm kind of keeping that in the womb of my spirit to God, continues to birth it. But there's things that I just like, God, I really want to do that. And I kept it in the back of my mind, like, oh Jesus, you know how it is when you're kids, those little things that you thought and wanted to do, we kind of brush them away, but they never go away, because that's the real person who you are. And so I'm like, I really want to do that. But I just like, nah, no way God would let me do that. No way. But I'm finding out that he's saying yes to me. All the promises of God are in him are yes and amen. So some things God is saying yes to you. Come on. There are things that he has given you the go ahead. He has opened up the way. He has given you the tributary to run on and do what he's told you to do. He's given it to you already. But because you're afraid and fearful, it is keeping you from your true purpose that God has intended for you to walk in. So I want to tell you today, lose the fear. Lose the fear and allow God to put you in some places that will wow you. not only while those around you, those places that will cause you to flourish and be all that he intended for you to be. Oh, I love to see people in their purpose and their destiny. And you know, you come around me, I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you. I'm not going to tell you you can't. I'm going to always tell you that you can. I have to pray about it because I'm like, Lord, I am always going. Yeah, you can do that. Let's do that. You know, so I'm just telling you this morning, go forth, you know, don't lose your momentum. You see what I'm saying? And I'm talking to me. Don't lose your momentum. You know, don't lose that. Don't lose that glow. Don't lose that place. Because you've been in the mud so long and you get burnt out. Yeah, we get burnt out, especially members of the body of Christ. We just allow ourselves to get wore out. And God say, wait, stop. I didn't tell you to do that. We can get caught up in things that God didn't even give you instructions to do. Oh, come on now. It's a good deed, but is it a God deed? It's a good thing, but is it a God thing? So I just want to encourage you all today. Go forth in God. Don't allow the little things to hinder you, distract you, but stay on that pathway. Oh, yeah. Things are wrapping up right now. End times, you know, and I was talking to the Lord yesterday, and I said, Lord, I need to start speaking more on the end times and on what is happening right now. You know, if the word I'm giving to you doesn't cause you to move, change, do something different or something, then it's irrelevant. You know, the Bible says these signs shall follow them that believe. He said they shall lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall cast out demons. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Not only that, he said, my word, I will confirm my word with signs and wonders following. So if I am preaching God's word, I want to see the confirmation with signs and wonders following. Ain't no signs and no wonders, then God wasn't present. And I'm not saying he wasn't present. Let me take that back because I don't want to say that. But in my life, when I preach, when I teach, or whatever I do in the name of the Lord, I want to see signs, miracles. I want to see the signs and wonders following. I want to see people healed. I want to see them delivered. Ain't no point. People need healing now. They need deliverance now. I want to see the lame walk, blind, eyes open. We don't got time. Eye open up. Let's go on to the next assignment. We don't have time. We don't have time. Sister can't walk. Get up out of the wheelchair. Let's get, sis, we got stuff to do in the kingdom. So that's the kind of mindset we got to have. The Bible says the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Ever since the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force. Ha, lebo sanda. So we got to get in a place. Hallelujah. Ah, roba sikande. In the Bible, when we talks about Jude, he said, contend for the faith that was once given unto you. We got to be in a place of contention. Contend for it. That means we got to fight. And I'm finding that out, that some stuff God said, if you don't violently do, it will never happen. Places and things that God has placed in my spirit. And I asked the Lord, I said, God, I was like Peter. I said, Jesus, I said, Father, if it be you, bid me to come unto you. And I heard him say, come. And then I began to look and say, well, Lord, I don't have the resources. I don't have I don't have that. And God said, I told Peter all he had was his faith and to keep coming toward me, that I had him. But it wasn't until he looked at the winds and the waves and everything that was around him. He was distracted with all of the things of life and all of that. And he began to sink. And Jesus asked him, why did you doubt? So I'm telling you today, don't doubt what God can do in your life. God say, get up. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. And there's some things I'm going to do. I'm going to have to jump. I feel like some stuff God telling me to do. You know what it feels like? Like he's telling me to stand up on a 10-story building and telling me to jump. I feel like he's telling me just to jump. 20-story building, not 10. Jump. And I don't even know if it's a parachute. I feel like God is standing down already. He said, I need you to jump, Regina, and I'm going to catch you. You know how them people jump out the building. Sometimes they catch a fire in the firmament and they have the trampoline, the little thing down there. And they'll say, we catch you. Come on, come on, come on. That's the way I feel. It's scary. And God's telling me, jump. If you just jump, I got you. Oh, y'all, I'm telling y'all, I feel that so deep in my spirit. Ah, Jesus, thank you, Lord. I encourage you this morning. Ah, bobo shake it by soul. And I pray that this word met you this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, leap. Make a conscious decision that I will not back up. I will not be defeated. I will not put that. I will not take my hand off the plow. Oh my God. I will not give up. I will continue to look unto the hills from which cometh my help, because I know my help cometh from the Lord. Come on. Ah, Robase, I want you to get up and go take everything back that the enemy has stole from you and some. Come on. I want you to make a pact with yourself that on this day, on this Tuesday, that God, that I'm going to make a deal with myself that before this week up, I'm going to do something I never did before. Things that you lay down, God say, get up and get it. Y'all know I always tell y'all, that's my course. I always say, every time I come, I say, Lord, look like I'm always in that same vein. He said, yeah, because that's who you are. I sent you to push them out, drag them out. Let's go. Hallelujah. Let's go. Purpose and destiny is on the line. Your life is on the line. Hallelujah. So bless God for each and every one of you. I feel the spirit of the Lord. I don't want this podcast to be too long, but I feel the spirit of the Lord this morning. I feel the angels of God when I just said that. I felt his presence. Oh God, and I know if I'm feeling his presence, the people that are listening under the sound of my voice, that same spirit is there as well. Oh God. The anointing to heal, deliver. That tenacity. Oh my God. And the fire. Oh, the fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So guys, go forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Come on, just let God pour into you right now. Hallelujah. Give them a new strategy, Lord. Give them a new burden. Yeah. A burden will wear you out where you got to do it. Give them a new burden that they will go forth in your name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I feel it all in my belly. Hallelujah. That they will go forth in your name, Lord. They will not be distracted. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, people of God, I bless you this morning. I hope you have a great rest of your week. Thank you all for tuning in to the Regina Perkins Show. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, and definitely go follow me on that YouTube channel. It is popping, guys. I hope to bring some interviews this week. Look up for the new series where I went to Tulum. My daughter is an expat. She lives there. And so I just want you guys to log in, tune in to that. I'm going to do an exclusive interview with her, and she's going to talk about We're going to talk about living abroad. We're going to talk about getting out of this four corners of the church and getting out into the grit and getting out to where the rubber meets the road and allow yourself to live. Oh, God has a glorious life for you. It's a hard time coming, but I'm going to tell you something. It's a satisfaction to serve the Lord. So praise God for each and every one of you. I hope you have a blessed day. God bless you.